Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's begun.
It's begun.
I wish that there was like a version. I guess that, never mind.
What? No, tell me. You can't do that.
This, my train of thought was, I wish that there was a thing like an adult version of a baby bottle, because I really like straws and I really like suckling like a baby animal. And then I realized that that's what a camelback is, especially a camelback backpack.
That's true.
We were at Bonnaroo. There were three boys that were there, and one of them, only one of them had a camelback. And every time Zach wanted water from Ferg, he would like come up like a literal baby camel and just be like and like suckle on his teat.
Oh, delicious.
I did that to someone in Israel. I was like, I forgot my, I didn't bring my camel back one day, and so I would just like walk over and be like, can I get a hit of that?
And I'd be like, sweet H2O,
that's sweet water.
I would like everyone to know that today I sent Brooke a photo because I took a quiz called Can You Name These Musicals from One Image? And it was like, no joke, like 65 questions. And
shut up. It was 65 questions.
It was so long. I got into it thinking it was like 14 questions long. That's, and then I committed. Long. And I got 91% right.
I want to take this quiz.
Well, what I'm going to tell you is that I have some good critical thinking skills and context clue reading.
I will say that I got that text from Bridget and I stopped walking and was like, and put my hand to my heart and like nodded proudly.
That was the reaction I wanted, obviously. So I'm glad.
Yeah, it stopped me in my tracks.
Oh, what could be better?
I don't know.
We were talking about baby bottle drinking this weekend.
I know, because in senior year of college, spring quarter, to any like event that people drink at, I would just, so fun fact, a baby bottle holds an entire bottle of wine.
That's crazy.
So I would like be at fucking acapella shows like suckling on a bottle of wine.
What would a baby bottle full of wine evoke in you other than just
wailing?
Yeah, exactly. Precisely.
I guess that's true. What else is going on? I had like three things I wanted to talk about.
You did. First one was This weekend,
Bridget turned 25.
I did.
And we're going to talk more about that, I think, as this episode progresses.
It's well-timed for this episode.
Anyway. So
this weekend, I did turn 25. We had a great time on Saturday night, and then Brooks slept over, which was marvelous.
I left Bridget's party before Bridget.
That's true.
Because,
and came home with my
roommate. I was like, uh-oh, I have to stay to the end of the party, which like I am not prone to doing. But Bridget's lovely roommate was also going home, so he and I just came back.
You were so cute. You came over like very big-eyed, and you were like, if you need me to stay, I will stay. I was like, Brooke, go home.
So I was
I'll
like,
see you in my bed.
And you were like, I'm just going to wake you up at 2 a.m. And I was, whenever I get home to hang out, and I was like, I will be there.
It's like, cool.
And I did. I stayed up.
That's true. You did. And we had a nice chat. And then we went to bed. And then we got up and we got bagels.
Oh, really good. Except my bagel was like cut weird. So
it was.
So
they did that thing where they...
It was like one of them is like a full bagel and one half is like one.
It was evenly cut in the middle. But when they cut it then in half to eat the sandwiches, there was like one third and two thirds. It was very strange.
Yeah, it was weird.
But they were delicious. We had them on the train with our friends Maddie and Emily, and then we took a bunch of trains, and then we went to a winery, and it was so cold and so beautiful, and we had so much wine.
We drank so much.
We did. We ate like everything they had to offer
us. And it wasn't a lot.
No, but it was good.
It was good.
And we ate all of it.
We ate as much as we could anything they would give us.
And then we got alcoholic seltzers and drank more on the way back.
Yeah, I was hungover on Monday.
I am shocked I wasn't.
Nice.
Shocked. But, yeah, it was really fun. Also, you wanted to talk about both of our favorite pastime. One not more, reading, oh, not even reading. Netflix.
One more brick. Which is a game on the iPhone that you, or on any phone, I guess. A phone game. A game for your phone.
If I had a promo code, I'd give it to you. But the good news is it's free and it's going to ruin your life.
It's basically like Snood meets Brick Breaker.
Yeah, it's like any Brick Breaker game, but it's just my favorite one.
I mean,
I've
I will
so
say
far.
That Brick Breaker is one of a kind. RIP, my of BlackBerry. Course. So Bridget and I found out
anyway,
today
whew.
That we have the same
exact
high score.
Exact same
like
high
literally,
score.
We both have the same high score, but not for long. I will.
I know.
Brooke I just got
gonna...
my Super Bowl. This is like really like the most exciting
really,
thing about my day.
Really, we care a lot about
is
this.
Is that I got my Super Bowl, which is one ball that has three characteristics, and I picked how fast it goes, and I picked how small it was,
yeah,
and it does
Frankenstein that ball.
Fucking young Frankenstein the yeah. shit out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited. And also, I changed my Twitter name once again. From Sister Act 2, Brooke and the Habit, my favorite bit, apparently.
It's really
to,
good.
To a thoughty toddler. So I wanted to discuss with the room.
Just like open it for discussion.
Do you think that I'm a thoughty toddler? I'm not quite sure I still understand what thought means.
Well, you just kind of, I think the thing is it was a gut impulse. You heard it and it felt right, you know? And sometimes you just have to roll
well,
with
I'm
that.
Just like I'm not a full thought, whatever that means. Like I'm never going to like.
A partially formed thought.
I'm like maybe like a thought bubble, you know, like I'm not like in a post. I don't know, mm-hmm. but I am a thoughty mm-hmm. toddler like that resonated
that specifically. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If it resonates, you know,
Bridget and I were listing things we wanted to talk about. And I said those two things and I went, well, I don't know.
No Sex in the City, though. Honestly, like, listen on at your peril. This might just be an hour of us talking about nonsense no one cares about except us very deeply. Welcome
almost,
to season 4, though.
Oh.
Hey.
Wait.
You almost what? Talk to me.
I almost wanted to tell my traumatizing European wax center story, but I feel like that's TMI for like a lot of people who listen to this podcast.
It might be.
Not limited, but not including to.
Yes, that is how that phrase goes. We will not interrogate it. We're moving on.
Including, but not limited to my father.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a gift that I got to receive, and that's maybe not for the listening public.
All right, well, if you want to
know that Brooke had a traumatic waxing experience.
I didn't get waxed, and that's all you need to know.
That is important information.
Hey, Bridget.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, guys, and welcome to Splat, the podcast, where me, Brooke.
And me, Bridget.
Talk about Sex and the City.
10 years younger.
And 20 years later. Wow, guys, we just posted that on Instagram, and I think it's fucking cute as hell.
I also, it was just, it rolled right off the tongues. Look at us, distracted and no problems, just easy as pie. But if you're not following us
at
on Splat
Podcast,
you should
what
be.
The fuck are you doing?
Some really good content happening.
We're about
there.
To blow up content-wise.
I am not even sure what that means. Oh, I am sure what that means. Oh, yeah, we're going to have good content. Duh.
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't even referring to that.
I know, but we will have
oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. This has been a super fun podcast of things no one knows what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Our podcast is full of secrets.
That's why it's so big.
Our podcast. This is a podcast about sex and the city, but also about us. It was Cynthia.
Are you a fucking musical genius or what?
That was Brooke zoning out. So I hope you liked it. I'll be here all week.
Right here in my bed where you spend so much time.
I almost asked to sleep over again tonight, but I smell too bad.
I mean, how many times have I now showered at your house?
That's fair. It was Cynthia Nixon's birthday this week, so happy birthday.
It was, and not only that, she had a birthday event. Like a fundraising, beautiful.
But yes, Bridget and I almost went to Cynthia Nixon's birthday fundraiser.
I did stop by. It was really exciting.
Did you see her?
No, I wish.
I don't know. See, at this point, I honestly don't know what I would do.
Yeah, I'm like me either. I thought about it and I was like, I don't even think
I don't think I would be able to speak.
No.
Like, so I love the actress Celia Keenan Bolger. Like, I love her. Mm-hmm. Like, she's.
Oh, I knew that.
She's who I want to be in the world. I haven't met her yet. Our friend Dylan and I were getting burgers at Shake Shack on the 4th of July.
Wow.
And we were sitting in Madison Square Park and she came and walked by us with her child. And I went silent for 5 minutes. Dylan was like, are you? I was like, I like couldn't form words. And then
I love that.
My friend
Anna, I just love knowing that about you.
I love her. I just feel like I would get that way with Cynthia Nixon. Like I would need to have like a speech prepared.
Yeah, I think I would just, if she would let me, want to like gently touch her hand and look into her eyes and move on. Because I just like don't think I'd be capable of anything else.
I just would think I would just want to be like, thank you. I have podcast. You are goddess. Star. Queen, ma'am. Governor? Thank you.
Yes.
And then I'd want her to, yeah, like touch me gently on the shoulder. Maybe give me a kiss on
maybe
the head.
Maybe knight me. I would like to be knighted by Cynthia Nixon. If that can be arranged, reach out to me. I have...
I would just
about
like a
$40 to spare.
I would just like a tender kiss on the head.
Yeah.
Which I know would be super
just
weird.
Just like right between the eyebrows, you know?
Yeah. I'm in a place in my life right now where like I'm waiting for news about something. It's not actor related, but I was like, my friend was like, I'm really anxious, like waiting to get this like information if we like got this thing or not. And I was like, you know what? If I get it, I'll be able to make positive changes in my life, mm-hmm. and my life will, I'll be able to shift, I will shift around the way that my life is lived. Mm-hmm. And if I don't get it, my life won't change at all. And I'm, if in this area of my life, I'm like, it doesn't need to.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's a really nice way to think about it. Not as like a deficit or a loss. It's like either an opportunity or just like not the time.
Yeah. Which is new for me.
Mm-hmm. That's a really hard thing to do.
I am extraordinarily
impatient, especially when it comes to like waiting for specific things or knowledge or I just
like have so many other things on my brain right now that I'm like, this can't be. Mm-hmm. I did my best and I did a good job. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, and I hope to bring that attitude into acting auditions in the future.
Yeah. Growth, baby. Look at us evolving. Pokemon evolution. It's happening.
Yeah. Shall we talk about the thing we're here to talk about?
I guess we could. Like I said at one point, season four.
Willkommen, season four.
We have a new little facey. You're really into German tonight. That's not the first thing you've said to me in German.
Yeah, that's weird.
The agony. And oh, also hi to all of our listeners in Germany. Oh my God, especially yeah. Berlin. I can't get over this fact.
Maybe I was thinking about them.
I think you were.
I'm always thinking about you.
This
Germany.
Is called Germany.
So I love this episode and I'm really
Me
excited
too.
To talk about it.
Me
I think
too.
That do you feel like a new era of Sex and the City?
I do feel it. I feel it in a different way, and it's also amazing because it solidifies who they are in relation to each other.
This episode was super like, this is the Carrie and this is the Miranda and this is the Samantha and this is the Charlotte. I also will say,
but in a very integrated way, in the way that they're not usually.
This is we missed it, but this is now a post 9/11 show. Did you feel how it was funnier?
The show is now.
I feel like this episode is the funny. I was
laughing. Oh yes, me too.
This is, so I'm not sure, so it's, okay, so 24 episodes, right? Uh-huh. Or 18 episodes was the last season, right? So that's 18 weeks, so that's like 4 months, uh-huh. And they all start in June. So that's June, July, August, September. So they would have filmed it all of season 3 before 9/11, and so now this is our first, like, episode, I'm guessing.
Oh, fascinating.
That's a post 9/11 film.
So just a new, a different world.
In June 2002.
Fascinating. Thank you for doing that clinical research. I appreciate it.
I literally don't know how I did. I think I literally, like, I just looked at it on Amazon when I was.
Oh, Amazon's amazing. Watching stuff on Amazon Prime is so cool.
Yeah.
It gives you all the
information. So it gives the
it's just a different world. It's an entirely different context. Mm-hmm. We'll get there, but there is an Brooke already just rolled her eyes and flared her nostrils so hard. Shout out to people who can't flare their nostrils. So this episode is called The Agony of the Ecstasy, as in ex-person, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend.
And not, you know, drugs.
Right. Although, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm going to lay on my tum.
Good idea. We're cozy. So, here we go. Carrie
looks
in
hot.
A very tight red dress
with like
a cool,
white
like,
linen
overtopping thing.
So they're all getting ready to go out, and there's like one thing we see. Carrie lifts up her boobs. Charlotte has a pack of Smints. Mm-hmm. Throwback to Smints.
I loved those. I
loved them. Samantha is in my favorite Samantha hair, which is looking like Rizzo from
Miranda
Grease.
Miranda has a crazy blue fur thing on, which I love, and a Palm Pilot.
And Miranda grabs her Palm Pilot.
Yeah.
When you go out on a Saturday night, you have one
when you're single,
your friends.
That's your most important accessory.
I butchered
and
that.
It was kind of beautiful.
Thank you.
It was the poetry version of what happened. There is this beautiful montage of them getting ready with fun music, and then it like crashes to a halt, and they're griping about going to an engagement party. Guess who's surprised?
Okay,
I mean,
to
not
this
surprised.
Guy named
Guess
Danny.
Who's excited? Charlotte.
It's a big romantic gesture because to express how they feel about each other.
Says Charlotte.
And they're like, this is so weird. This doesn't feel like Danny at all.
So
because they've remember when Danny had more than one thought and they all involved going on my ass. So then it's revealed. I just have to pause it already.
It's so funny.
It is revealed that they have all hooked up in some capacity with Danny. And I was like, we're going to go to this engagement party.
I know. At some point. Oh, yeah. There's no question. Like, we already have these people. And not just us. Like, I share multiple people with multiple people we know.
I just feel like this felt like,
yes,
like a specific for me, because I don't. I have one, but it is it is the one.
Oh, oh yes.
To have.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh my God. I just like think it's funny.
It's very funny. So what Samantha says is, she says that she'd hooked up with him at some, as we just said. And
haven't we all had sex with
Danny? She's like, we've known him for 10 years and he's straight, haven't we all? And Miranda's like, Charlotte says, just a New Year's kiss. And Miranda says, I showed him my boob once. And they say, just one?
She goes, I couldn't commit. It's perfect.
In a coat room once, which I love. So he's one of those guys who they've all had interactions with. And now they're going to his engagement party. And it's this like very ostentatious.
Eyes are very thing. Close together.
Yeah, he's not very cute.
And so he introduces his future wife, Haley,
yeah,
and
not his girlfriend.
And he's like, it's Carrie and Charlotte, and it's Miranda, which does not fly with Miranda.
No, nor should it. He's like, sorry, I'm a little overwhelmed, and they walk away.
And she goes, he couldn't remember my name. Maybe I should have showed him both boobs. the zingers, they come
hard and fast in this episode. No pun intended.
I also come hard and fast.
I'm so happy to hear that. Congrats.
Thank you.
So,
well, this is a horribly embarrassing.
Yeah.
Basically.
So Charlotte, a woman comes up to her and is like, I love your wedding.
And Charlotte just like goes off on like what's going on with Trey.
And she's like, oh, we're separated. Bedroom problems.
It's just like so much.
I don't even think she's drunk.
No, she just like is Charlotte.
And then the woman finally.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Can I be honest, watching this episode, I feel like you also have a Charlotte moon.
Oh, I do. It's fascinating. This is actually, in some ways, I related to Charlotte more in this episode than I ever have. Not directly, but
essence
way.
There was one point where I was like, oh my God, Bridget.
Well, oh, you'll have to point that out to me. That's so funny. One thing that I do as a defense mechanism is I like hold myself accountable by just like telling people things.
I'm the same way.
I'm very open book. I'm very like, it's funny because my sister and I were talking last night about how we're really similar in the way we feel about situations, but the way we approach them is really differently. And I just go into them as like a fucking open book for better or worse. Hence me having a podcast. but
welcome to the podcast, Bridget.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really nice to be here. But Charlotte in this moment is just like being really true to herself and just trying to be honest. It's just totally the wrong audience and totally too overwhelming with a stranger.
And so the woman walks away and another woman walks by and she goes, don't talk to her.
Poor Charlotte, of course. Feels very bad. Not good, very bad.
Not good, very bad. It's really sad. And then
The fiance is in the middle of a bunch of women talking about, you know, how the moment
and
she
it's
met,
it's love
she
at first
knew.
Sight, which like, I also sort of wanted to like, should we dip our toes into that? Mm-hmm. Like, do we believe in love at first sight? But I feel like there are other conversations that are more.
There are. And soulmates, which we've also had sort of that conversation.
We'll talk about it later. But basically Miranda's like,
Miranda
no.
Miranda kind of goes into this comedy routine because they're like, what about you, Carrie and Miranda? And they're both the only people who aren't dating someone. And Miranda's like, oh, there's no one special in my life. I only date mediocre guys. If I meet someone special, I'm like, not for me. But do you have any
It's really funny. And Carrie's kind of looking at her like, what the fuck
what
is happening?
And but all the other women are laughing,
yeah,
too.
Of course. And it's like, it's Miranda's like, I didn't want to be like pitied because like all they do is look at me with the like, oh, you'll find him someday, honey, yeah. Eyes. This episode does not pass the Bechdel test.
No.
Most of these episodes do not pass the Bechdel test. For those of you who don't know, the Bechdel test is...
if it requires two women to have a conversation, not about a man on screen for, I don't know, I think more than...
a couple minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Literally, like...
But it's a... that the thing is, that sounds like a really easy bar to cross, but it's...
it's really surprising how many fail.
And Miranda's also just like, we were literally the only single people in that party.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say that it's 8:37 p.m. and it is just getting dark?
Like, fully. Yeah. It's amazing. We're finally entering into the good time.
The good time. Okay, so now we cut to Charlotte banging in crazily incessantly on Trey's door. And I'm like, why doesn't she have a key?
I know. So when I watched this for the first time, for some reason, until for a while, I saw his silhouette when the lights are kind of off. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was Mr. Big.
Oh my
God. I didn't know who's knocking because they don't show you. And then Charlotte's like, we can't be doing this. And I was like, what is happening here? Just like, what is this conversation going to be? And then I was like, oh my God, that's Trey.
So Charlotte's like, we need to figure out what's happening. I won't go to any more parties until we figure it out.
This is so, okay. Yeah. This is what I thought it was going to be. So, and I stand by this being a really good way to go about important conversations.
Oh, I do this. I do the same thing. I don't do it quite like you.
I just literally, though, I've never done it as literally as I have in recent times.
It's so funny.
But so Charlotte has like
prepared. Wait, general trivia. Kyle MacLachlan maintains a website for his family's two dogs, a Jack Russell Terrier and a Yorkie Chihuahua mixed breed.
They also have their own YouTube series, Mookie and Sam. Wow.
That's all.
So Charlotte is like, I have this list of things we have to talk about. She's if like, we're ever going to get back together. And notes. I have notes. And she reads them to him. And he starts making out with her in the middle of them. And is like, you look so hot. And then at one point she's like, Trey, you have a boner.
Right. And then
she's like, I can't read you notes while I have my notes while you have a boner. And then they like make out a little. And she's like, no, we can't do this. We're separated. I'm not coming in.
But she's obviously like enjoying kissing him.
And he's very into it. And then
in literally the course of what? 2 minutes?
Yeah. He just fucking comes.
Comes on her leg.
Just like through his boxers.
Basically. Come baby, come to me. I'm a believer.
I'm
down in my mind.
I'm in love. I just came.
Ooh, I'm a believer. I couldn't come on your leg if I tried because I don't have a dick.
Oh yeah,
I can still come on your leg.
That was
a good perspective change.
I liked that.
Oh, thank you.
Really nice.
I guess
you could.
I could like bear hug your leg and like go for it.
But yeah, that's a thing though, you know.
That's a lot less.
That's like
you do have pretty long legs.
Well, thank you. I mean, you can do that with anyone's leg, honestly.
I know, but I was specifically talking about
with me.
Leg.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah. I do have long legs.
I don't plan on coming on anybody's legs.
No. I'm just glad we've figured out the logistics in case we are ever faced by the situation. We will just like calmly and clearly know what must be done.
If you're looking to get your leg come on, do not call me. I'm not ready.
She has to prepare an individual emergency plan with everyone she does it with, and we've only established it for us.
If you need to talk to me about it.
Her DMs are open. Slide on in.
Please don't. Oh, my plant nanny. I can't.
So, Trey...
offers to pay the bill. Carrie comes...
the dry cleaning bill.
Comes home wearing fucking schoolgirl socks.
She's like, I can't do this. I'm leaving. Yeah, Carrie has weird sock things in this episode on a Saturday morning.
And she receives a...
It's like if Tinder mailed you an application.
This means that this is just like a continuity error, but they go out Saturday night to go to the party and this happens on Saturday morning. So either a week has gone by since the Trey incident, like the engagement party.
Right.
Or this
which
is
it might have,
bad
or
writing.
This is just but continuity error.
But doesn't it feel like this is the morning after?
Yeah. Because they all have brunch.
About,
it's the first like.
Carrie looks so fucking cute. She's wearing a jumper with a sweater, and I want it, and this necklace.
It's basically what we both wore this weekend, a version of.
Yes.
And they all look great. Although they need to stop dressing Miranda in red.
I know, it's bad.
Carrie's
hair
like
is the perfect
flushed, and they're all talking about soulmates, and they basically are like, I think we have lots of soulmates. Well, they have different takes on
it. Well,
because
Carrie got
so she got this basically
pamphlet.
A dating application for like a pre-dating site matchup service. And
Carrie makes a lot of references to like killing herself in this episode.
She does. It's very dramatic
and dark.
It's
very strange. And so you know, obviously Charlotte believes that there's a soulmate.
There's your one soulmate who completes you. And Miranda's opposition to the whole thing, even having many, is she's like, I just don't like the idea that you need someone else to complete you.
Yeah. And also, like, the bad thing about a perfect soulmate is that it's so unattainable. That's you're being Samantha set up says. To fail. They yeah. all have, like, very specific opinions. So, like, mm-hmm. the core
Samantha
thing
also says it sets up the gap between the assholes and the perfect unattainable guy yeah. even wider.
So, Charlotte's like, I thought that Trey was my soulmate, but I don't
think your soulmate would come on your leg.
But she believes that there is someone out there who's perfect. And so
an interesting thing is she says to Trey when they're making out and she's kind of trying to stop it. She was like, you weren't sure if you wanted to be married. Now I'm not sure if I want to be married.
And that turns him on, which is so fucked
up. It's
super
fucked up.
And so we find out that because they're checking the age box, because they're going to fill it out for Carrie. So we find out
she doesn't really want to do it.
Later this week, she's turning 35. So you guys, this is the pinnacle of this podcast.
Being 10 years younger and 20 years later.
Even though now how many years? It's 24 years later.
No. It's less than that because this was 2002, so 16 years later.
You're right.
Because we're moving a little faster, like time's condensing a little bit. Our tagline is getting less and less relevant.
It's a vague 20 years.
That's right. We'll take it.
But this is exactly 10 years younger than Carrie.
Both of us right now.
Yes, this is the lovely 3 months when Brooke
and I.
And
it's her birthday episode. Yeah, same age. Same age. Last year on my birthday, Brooke came over before my party and I cut... numbers out of paper to put up on the wall, and without paying any attention I cut 25 out for myself, and Brooke was like, Bridget,
you're turning 24, babe.
So this year I finally achieved my long sought 25.
For a whole year Bridget's wanted to turn 25 and she finally got it.
Just how time has always worked and always will.
How do you feel?
I feel like a nice round quarter, you know.
Ooh. Yeah.
Brooke just did so many expressions at me in one take. I loved it. Here we are.
Oh, wait. Carrie, let's talk about soulmates. She's wondering about soulmates. Soulmate, she says, two little words, one big concept. A belief that someone, somewhere is holding the key to your heart and your dream house. And all you have to do is find them. So where is this person? Okay.
Something she's going to ponder a lot while she's like wrapped up in a blanket smoking.
So she's like, is this just a torture device? What is the validity behind a soulmate? Mm-hmm. And I think I've said this on this podcast before.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
I believe that there are many soulmates. Like, I think that, like, it doesn't have to be romantic. I think that, like there are people that I have come across in my life that I'm like, you feel like a soulmate in the sense that, like, our souls are connected. Like,
yeah, well, you just, it's like a special feeling connection. When you meet someone and you're just like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like, I've definitely thought that.
It just seems impossible.
I've thought that everyone, like at one point, like everyone I've been in love with, I've been like, maybe they're my soulmate and then I can get proved wrong by someone else.
I think just as this show sometimes does, it just reminds me how much things aren't
not
actually.
Not everyone I've been in love with. One guy I was in love with, I was really like, what are you doing? And then I was like, was I ever really in love with you? This was in high school.
Important distinction. Oh, fuck, what was I saying?
Sorry, I completely railroaded you.
Oh, as with everything with this show, it reminds me just how much reality, like, is not black and white, you know? Mm-hmm. And just how I think the idea of soulmates is there are these people you just, like, lightning connect with in a romantic sense or no. Mm-hmm. But also that in some ways, a soulmate also comes down to the perfect conflation of circumstance and feeling and time in your life and place, you know, like genuinely, because to really spend your life with someone that takes like commitment and
work,
coordination and hard work in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And there, it's one thing to have that like dynamic, can't really resist it.
Yeah.
Connection.
So at this point in the episode, Carrie is like, I think where you are, mm-hmm. in the gray area, and I think the manipulation of the show by the end leads us to potentially ponder something else.
Yeah.
Which I
do think also, like, there are really serendipitous moments in the universe and crazy things, and I think things work out in like a wonderful, fateful way, and sometimes more often than not, you know, because mm-hmm. just like, what is anything but
Yeah, I think there's just like also like when you are interacting or when you do have one of those moments with someone that you do feel that way about, like Mr. Big, mm-hmm. there is like a special like little like glimmer in your heart, mm-hmm. but it doesn't necessarily have to be romantic. Like in this episode, totally. We'll see.
I feel like everyone has people who they've like met and then had a 4-hour conversation with, you know, mm-hmm. and usually at like 1 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
And there are just those people where you just meet on some kind of level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Samantha and Carrie. This is
this too, because we don't actually see this dynamic that often.
Because they hate Carrie. Each other.
Well, right. So they probably didn't film that much together.
But I fucking love this. Samantha in this episode is... Mwah.
She's in perfect Samantha form.
And like they've really like...
honed in on it. Yeah. And because like, her wit is sharper.
Yeah. She's smarter. She's funnier. She's just like... And so she's basically convincing Carrie.
Earlier when they're checking the boxes, when we learn that Carrie's going into the 35 to 44 box, Samantha's like, welcome to my box, honey. And they all laugh. But also, okay, more crucial information.
Yeah. So... Samantha's planning her birthday party and is like, okay, just like we'll make a dinner. Like, who do you want there? Like, do you want to invite Mr. Big? And Carrie was like, what? No.
Are you trying to kill me?
Should I invite him? So he's in London.
Or has been. She's not exactly sure if he's still there or not. And she's like, well, no, he's probably there. Let's just keep it low maintenance.
Because they're friendly. She's saying that they talk on the phone sometimes. And then Samantha is stopped dead in her tracks by this like low budget Harry Connick Jr.
Exactly. Like 1,000%. He's playing a priest, except they keep calling him like a monk and then a bunch of different things.
Yeah, they're not really sure. So he works
at this All Saints Church and
he speaks Spanish and
Samantha goes, oh, you tell him Friar Fuck.
So she now refers to him as Friar Fuck and Carrie goes, okay, sister, let's go.
And Samantha's basically like, I'm gonna have to go to church and fuck this man. So she goes to church
and like hits.
She like talks to him and is like, I'd like to throw a PR party for you. I can guarantee people like Donald Trump and someone irrelevant I didn't know, but man, not the fucking even like the second time he's been referenced in this show.
Oh, it's terrible.
I think it's just that he was relevant to the particular culture of New York in this time so much, yeah. But it's so jarring.
You're not wrong, but it is jarring.
Okay, so Samantha like struts her way away
and
from
so
him.
He and he's like, I'm celibate and I...
Well, he's basically like, we don't do high key events. What we do is like food drives and stuff. Like if you want to help me with some canned goods, we'll figure it out.
So he gives her a card about St. Francis and she gives him her public relations card and says, call me if you change your mind
and then
on
she goes home.
This or anything else. And then she masturbates for 2.5
and
hours.
And this is not the first time that Samantha, they have dubbed her over while orgasming. With I know. Like a fucking, the first time was opera. This time they dub over like a church choir.
I thought the same thing.
It's crazy.
It's hilarious. And also
and then
like,
at dinner, Samantha is literally glowing. I mean, they're
her hair looks
her.
Amazing. Yeah, and Charlotte's like, you're glowing. Did you get a facial? And she's like, no,
I masturbated for
all
four
afternoon.
Hours. Yes. Well, and Miranda goes, who has the time?
And well, Carrie's like, all afternoon? Is she serious? Like, they're, it's yeah. Like, I like that they're.
I just love casual masturbation endorsement.
And she's like, who'd you masturbate to? And she goes, my priest, Friar Fuck. And Charlotte's like agog, aghast. And they all talk about
and who. Carrie's like, she wants him, but she can't have him. It's all very thorn birds, which is a reference
I don't get,
but I assume it's
something. And she goes, do you want to do it with your Samantha voice?
Oh, sure. In my fantasy, he tears the food I'm carrying for the homeless out of my arms, rips open my dress, lays me down in the street, and enters me.
It's amazing. And then Miranda goes, what do you do for the next 2 hours and 20 minutes?
And Charlotte goes, stop. You are talking about a priest. And Samantha's like, I can masturbate to whomever I like. And then they have a funny conversation like, who's your go-to person to masturbate for?
So Samantha and Carrie and Miranda say
Russell Crowe at the
which
same
is like
time.
All I could think about was him singing Stars and I just like couldn't get over myself. And then Samantha
and Carrie at the same time, they were like, who was before that? And they at the same time say George Clooney. And Samantha, and oh God, we're bad at this tonight. Carrie has this funny thing about like Clooney's like a Chanel suit, you know, like he never will.
And Miranda's like, one time I masturbated to a guy who's rude at me in a restaurant.
Is that what does that say about me? And they all kind of go silent.
And she goes, well, the cheese stands alone. And I was like, that's an amazing line.
I know, it's so
the
good.
Writing has like, it's blossomed.
And then.
Charlotte says something.
And Samantha says to Charlotte, get that judgmental puss off and join in.
Who do you fantasize about? And Charlotte's like,
no, it's private. And then she tells them it's Trey. Just like, they make
that's
her boring, though. I am glad she's like dealing with this in a way that she
and
is,
also that she, because we know that Charlotte likes to masturbate, and I love when we talk about it.
It's true. Me too. And she goes, also when they're trying to get it out of her, she goes, no, just one guy. And Carrie goes, L.L. Bean.
Yeah.
I love when they make fun of each other. Gently.
I love it. And they start to. So then Carrie goes home and the clock turns to midnight.
On her birthday. And she calls
Mr. Big.
And then his answering machine says like 459-0219, leave a message or whatever. And you're like, Fascinating.
So she's very cute and she's like, hey, it's my birthday and I'm old. And so I wanted to call someone older
than I am.
It's very sweet. And she lives this like really cute.
It's actually very cutely done. And she's like, okay, so I think you're in London, but if you happen to be here, I'm having this birthday thing at La Il Trattoria or something. Il Trattori?
Il Cantorina.
Il Cantorini.
Cantorina.
Il Cantorina.
And so
then, and she leaves him the details, but it's a voice message, so we don't know if he's even in town.
And Miranda runs into
an old friend
woman.
Of her, who immediately is like, "How are you? Are you with someone?"
Terrible. Like
Miranda seems genuinely excited to see her, so I expected them to be like real friends.
If anyone ever asked me that, like after without like at least 10 to 15 minutes of conversation before, I will say. Fuck you.
Oh, that's my car. Gotta go. And just walk into the middle of the street.
And then get hit and die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they have this. Also, I kept thinking this woman is someone, but I don't think it is. Oh, Kathleen Bridget Kelly. She is certainly Irish is what she is.
And so she's like, no. And she was like,
they have this really uncomfortable conversation. And then
Carrie
the
narrates that she's not in the mood to be sticky. And then
the woman
Miranda's
starts narrating
like,
about her like. Issues wanting to not
well
have.
Miranda was like, oh well, how are you and Joe have been married for how long? And she's like, 5 years. I know you're thinking, where's the baby? And then she goes into the same like sticky joke routine
about like that Miranda was doing about, you know, her mediocre guys, that and this woman does her own thing about like, I always say to Joe, like, what's better, gorgeous fabric or chocolate stains, you know?
And Miranda's
Miranda,
like, oh, this is
a beautiful moment.
Yeah, it's like, this isn't just about my insecurities. Like, there are, like, even the woman that you are feeling judged by has her thing that she is being
that and that everyone does, but but I think among women specifically, you're definitely right. But what she realizes even more is that she really laughs along, and she's like, she realized she was laughing not because it was funny, but because it was kind. And I think that is a place too where Miranda and my like kind of like the way we live our lives crosses over a lot. Like that's I'm a super judgmental person. There's no question. But in like the outward way I live my life.
Yeah.
That is, I just like, my instinct is towards kindness.
That's great.
I think.
I think so. I think you are very kind.
Thank you. It just feels better to be that way and to, not all the time. I'm not like exceptional.
No.
But my philosophy is certainly to, that like if especially if it's no skin off my back to,
yeah,
be
for sure.
kind, you
for
know,
sure.
like, why would I not be? So Samantha goes and basically propositions this guy who from the front
the friar.
Is just not cute.
He really, really looks like low mm-hmm. budget.
But they've shot him at a lot of nicer angles, you know, and then you get him from the front and you're like, nah.
Yeah.
But he's basically like,
it's
listen,
like, it's
I'm,
like
I'm,
Harry Connick Jr. and Brendan Fraser.
Yes, yes, yes. I was just trying to get to it. It's like in his eyes and mouth something. Yeah. Very weird.
And Samantha's like,
he basically is like, listen, I don't think that the body is for
well,
that.
Cause she's like, I have to confess. I've thought about you basically in my bedroom. And he's like,
that's not what I'm about. I think there are greater pleasures. I think, you know, like I gave myself to God and he leaves, which like is the only way this really
and
could
Carrie
have ended.
Carrie arrives at this restaurant in the most stunning outfit.
She's wearing like a two-piece
red.
Red. It's so
her
beautiful.
Her abs, her hair.
I know.
She's wearing this weird hat that I don't like.
Yeah, I don't really either.
And
but
the first
she looks
one
amazing.
There.
There's a table of 10 reserved for her. And then there's this, and the waiters are being very nice to her. And she orders a Shirley Temple and is like, we'll be having a lot of champagne when everyone is here. She's already 15 minutes late and no one's there. And then there's this just like long.
Also in New York, if you were 15 minutes late for an 8:30 reservation, they would have given.
On a 10 top?
Your table would have gotten away.
And through, and she takes her weird headpiece off and she.
It's really sad.
It's so sad. So
no one shows up.
And then, oh my God. And then the door bursts open and there's a cake coming through and people singing. And then it's for a different person. And then
that girl is turning 25.
Yeah.
And the girl goes, I'm 25. I'm so fucking old. And blows out her candles. And it's just like the knife. And
Carrie's like, holy shit. And then the final blow is that the nice, considering the circumstances, waitress comes over and is like, so the lady just arrived with your cake.
And you have to pay for it. And then
So she pays $70 for her own birthday cake.
And then she walks into like a I don't really understand. Is it like what?
I think
cement?
It's freshly poured cement or like
whatever. So
yeah.
So these construction workers are yelling at Carrie for stepping on their cement, but it's not wet cement. I don't know what it is.
I think it's like it's like when you tar pavement. I think it might be that, because look at the it's like black shiny.
Yeah, but she can step in it.
And then she
drops the cake, and then they're still yelling at her, and it's really fucking sad.
It's
so sad and embarrassing.
It's mortifying, and they're like, Marilyn Monroe, do me a favor and get off the fucking road. We'll bring some beer over. It's so sad.
It's so fucking sad. So she gets home, and she's just like...
so depressed.
She's really depressed because none of her friends showed up to her
birthday. I mean, it's just like nightmare scenario.
And so then she
has all these messages. Everyone was stuck in traffic.
Because they were
paving Fifth Avenue.
That's exactly why. And she's just like...
And they're like, the reservation line is busy. And then finally they get through to some messages where they're like... well, it's interesting because there were 10 seats there. So what happened to all of her other friends? Anyway.
Well, it was... we know... four people, and right. then five if you count like the reservation for potential big. I don't, and then right. presumably she had five other friends.
And then by the end of the messages, they're like, "Okay, I'm just coming. We're just coming uptown. We'll meet you at the cafe."
Yeah.
But she's just like strips out of her stuff and gets in the shower, and then Charlotte, who doesn't have a key to Trey's house, has a key to Carrie's place and lets herself in and surprises Carrie in the bathroom with her clear shower curtain, which is so funny to me.
And they scream, and it's really. Scary. I would lose my mind.
I would freak the fuck out. A face on the other side. Oh my god. Why would you do that?
Also, like, this
I would
is
never
a,
shower with the.
I mean, like,
open.
Really quick probability thing. Yeah. Like, cell phones mm-hmm. would have solved this problem.
Oh yeah. Well, at one point, Miranda's like, "I just tried calling. Like, the reservation line's busy, and I'm completely fucked on traffic. Like, get a cell phone." So Carrie, I don't think has one yet.
Oh. And so Charlotte is like, "Come to the."
Come to the cafe. Like, we're all
and she's
there.
She's like, I don't really want to be with a bunch of people, but she does. And they, like...
so, we now have a second night. I mean, a second, like, all four.
In this, so, they have this coffee shop that I guess they go to.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie's, like, very honest. And, like, I think it's the first time that I have, like, completely been like, okay, Carrie, you're being real. She's like, I felt so alone. And Miranda's like, of course you're not alone.
I felt really sad.
And Carrie's like, that I didn't have a man in my life who cares about me.
That takes a lot of work to say and say to... friends who you Charlotte tears up immediately, like, no special guy to wish me a happy
and
birthday.
They all do, they all tear up except Samantha,
no goddamn soulmate.
And it's and everyone's like it's a very she's
and I don't even know if I believe in soulmates, but I know that feeling too. I know the feeling of being like, I don't even think I care about this, and yet somehow I'm still sad this isn't happening some particular way.
Oh, I mean, yeah, this is like so I mean, like, obviously I'm not I've thought this so much.
And then Charlotte says, maybe we could be each other's soulmates.
This
and
is like one of the famous quotes from the series. So like she's like, just and the men are just great, nice, fun guys to have fun with. And they're like,
Samantha says, sounds like a plan. I'm 35. 35 is not 25. I was like, damn.
And
Miranda goes,
thank God.
I'm sure that I think I'll feel that way too.
Oh my God. We're train wrecks, Bridget.
We are.
Like, I love us, but we are messes.
Yes.
And so they all sort of go back to their respective homes. Miranda,
it's like the opposite montage of them getting ready for the night out earlier in the episode.
Miranda like hears Fatty in the background and smiles. Meow, it says in captions. But it only shows Miranda.
Oh, that happens later then, because there is a reverse montage.
Oh, and then Carrie
walks down the street, and she sees a black car waiting outside of her apartment.
And
she raps
knows.
On the window.
And she has this big smile on her face.
Ha ha ha, no pun intended.
And the windows roll down, and like little red balloons
pop out.
And he goes, happy birthday, baby. And she gets in, and they sit in his car with the champagne, and they drink out of the little coffee cups.
I know, it's so cute.
It's really cute. And you know what? It isn't romantic.
No.
Like, it's like they have their flirty.
It's like it's very caring, you know, and they're flirty, but it isn't romantic. And she gets out of the car then, and he goes home. Yeah. Yeah. And they just have this lovely time, and it's just like she feels so cared about. Although now that the balloons are out the window, she also has to hold on to them at all costs. he says, so, how old are you?
She goes, how old are you? And she starts guessing, and then she gets 40 to 45, well, and he winks at her.
She goes,
pick a box.
Pick a box. I just had to pick a box. Are you 35 to 40, 40 to 45?
And he winks. She goes, really? And he goes, oh, I just had something in my eye. And it's really fucking sweet. And she's like, how was your day? And she's like, fucking fabulous, which, like, we know isn't true.
Yeah. But she says it very easily, and it's kind of like she just wants to have a nice, easy moment with him. You know, she doesn't want to get into it with him.
Because no one signed up, he's not her person.
No, he's not. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
And she asks him if he believes in soulmates, and he says, well, I like the word soul, and I like the word mate.
And that's
other me. Other than that, you got me.
And they drink, and she leaves, and...
It's amazing to watch Carrie. He asks her if she had a nice day, and she takes the babyest breath and steals herself and is genuinely like, it was fantastic.
And then she goes out of the car.
And Big's car drives away, and she realizes that having three soulmates locked down made it a lot easier to spot those great, nice guys to have fun with.
Which, like, I wouldn't classify Big as a great, nice guy.
No, fuck no. But I do like the concept of her being, like, secure in her.
I love him. I love Big.
And then she lets the balloons go.
Which is not good for the environment.
It isn't, but it's good for Carrie. She's not going to hold on to that.
And that's the episode.
Yeah, it's a bit, yeah.
It's a good one.
I liked it a lot.
So we're, like, set up for this season to have a lot to do with Mr. Big.
Yeah, I saw he was, I mean, when the thing opened, when the credits started, it said, you know, guest starring Chris Noth. And I was like, ah, we're starting right back in. Here we go.
Well, that's how it ended.
Oh, I know.
Who did you resonate with?
Oh, boy. Where do I begin and end?
Whatever.
I resonated a lot with Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
I think in specific moments, like in that conversation where she's just being really honest about what she feels sad about and feeling like when you feel sad about things that are you feel embarrassed to be sad about, that mm-hmm. particular feeling resonated with her. Not being sure, you know, about soulmates, and also with Miranda and her, like, I don't want to have to feel completed by another person.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I think ever.
Yeah.
I really resonated with Charlotte in some ways, just in her methodology and her
mm-hmm.
Outward expression and her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I resonated with Carrie for, like, every reason of all.
Because
I oftentimes am like, questioning everything about any relationship I've ever had and how it is like ties into the other relationships that I've had or whatever, and like how one begets the other and how we are raised to believe in a lot of places and ways that there is a soulmate. And I don't know if I believe it. I really don't. Sometimes I do, and I've like said the word before, but I don't know if I believe it in this context. I resonated, like, Charlotte, like, on a little bit less of a level in this, but not really. I take that back. And just, really just Carrie for me, this episode. I aspire to resonate with Samantha, because what a bold-ass bitch.
I know.
And palpability, I think, like, a lot of the issues, like, just the Carrie birthday issue would have been solved by,
technology.
Just technology and like being in 2018 and having access to.
Also, like, we don't drive in the city.
No, we're poor.
We would be on subways. The MTA would fuck us up.
That's a 25-year-old thing, I think. Yeah. I think too.
Although I hope I keep taking the subway for a long time.
But everything else, if you had the money that they had, you wouldn't.
That's true, but
I like to think I would.
Aside from her rent control department, it's not like Carrie has money, you know, and she takes cabs all the damn time.
And has Louboutins. It doesn't make any sense.
No, none of it does.
But other than that, I think everything in this episode is super ploppable.
Definitely. I would
like,
agree.
Literally all of it.
Yep. I think I agree completely.
And I love that for season four.
Yep.
And that's the episode.
That's the episode, man.
I think this podcast is about to get really good.
I'm excited.
Because I think Sex and the City is about to become the Sex and the City that everyone loves.
Yeah, I'm really thrilled about it. I can't wait. I can't wait to watch it unfold.
I know.
And see what I love. Bizarre accessories I like, she latches onto.
I'm starting to like see and remember episodes more. Because I don't think I watched a lot of season one and two. Season three I definitely like did. But I think like four or five were my jam.
That's very exciting.
I
can't wait. Delta ups, Delta downs.
Yeah. My Delta up was definitely our weekend together. Yeah. And I didn't snore when I slept over.
Oh, yeah. You were so cute.
Which is something that I did. Lily and I talked a lot about at the end of Birthright that we were both snoring. And I'm like, Lily and I have slept in the same bed with each other for 10 years. And right. like, never have we ever been like, you snore. And like, I have never been told that I snore. But I guess I was just like so dehydrated and confused physically that I did. Yeah. But I confirmed that I'm not a snorer. So
no.
Bless up.
I do that. Sometimes worry about that. I do. If I get really congested, I am. But I'm
not. Well, everybody is because you're not breathing out your nose.
Yeah. God bless.
And then my Delta and also just like general Delta up is that I feel like I'm not a storm cloud anymore.
Yay.
Because I'm not sick anymore and like things have sort of been resolved.
Eased
and
up
I
a
feel
little,
like
yeah.
I have like some cool, exciting things on the mm-hmm. horizon in many different facets of my life. And I just feel partly cloudy.
Oh, I love that.
Which is good because like, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah.
And my Delta down. Sorry.
No. Never mind. Continue. I was just going to say I like the weather pattern.
Yeah. And my Delta down is, something private.
Coy and I love it. my Delta down is... I'm still not sleeping very well. It's been a while, which is not my favorite thing. And it's also, it's gorgeous out, but it's cold. I'm just really ready for it to be mm-hmm. not cold. Mm-hmm. My Delta up is that we have Mexican food coming in like 3 minutes.
My idea, did it? That was perfectly timed.
I know. And also, I think I also feel partly cloudy, which is just not something I expected to feel at all. I just feel... I don't know. I'm, yeah. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Happy
I'm functioning
Thursday.
And I'm like happy about it. That's all I have.
I hope your Friday the 13th are
spooky, but not
but
dangerous.
Also warm. It's yeah. going to be 70 degrees this weekend. So that's my Delta up too.
Oh, also my other Delta up is that I bought myself a bunch of clothes from and like various things. Like, you know, when Aerie does like huge underwear sales and stuff and I got some swimsuit.
Did
stuff
you get a bra?
No.
You should have gotten a bra.
I don't, like, I especially now, I don't even wear the same size. I have to get fitted.
Bridget, excuse me?
And, hang on, not all of the things have come yet.
Okay.
And some of them are summery things. And great. That's so fun to get
excuse
in the mail.
Excuse me?
Yes.
I have a question.
Order yourself packages when you're sad, except then don't look at your bank statement. Yeah.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
If I wanted, uh-huh. how could I find you on social media?
Brooke just did the craziest smile at me immediately after asking that. I think you were looking for me.
Social media, ma'am.
You can find me at Mrs. Burt Macklin on Twitter. And you can find me at BridgetM37 on Instagram.
Yeah, you should. It's really good.
Thank you. I feel like I've had some good stuff
yeah.
lately.
Brookie.
Ooh, excuse me.
Cool.
You can my favorite reaction to a burp. Ooh, cool.
You can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman. And you can find me on Instagram posting too much at Brooke_Wiseman, no underscore. And just like don't put an underscore because then it won't be me and I really want it.
And if you do put the underscore, you're going to just barely miss every train you take for the next week.
Oh my god, that's the worst one. And collectively we are at Splat Podcast on Twitter, on Instagram at gmail.com. Chloe, thank you for your email. We read it. It made us very happy. We have not watched that YouTube video that you sent us yet, but I promise you we will.
Thank you. Please email us content and like what hybrids you think you are. It's the most fun thing to get.
And also please rate, oh my God.
Wait, well, you would subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Mr. Policeman, I gave you all the clues.
Mr. Policeman, please wait, will you subscribe on iTunes and subscribe on Acast and send us a kiss.
And really kiss us. And Brooke, I have a question for you.
What's up?
Are you a believer?
Da, 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 da. I'm a believer. Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.